USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the United States-Mexico border while in El Paso, Texas on Friday. Harris, who President Biden put in charge of solving the self-induced crisis at the southern border, has faced accusations of ignoring the crisis. The White House on Wednesday replaced the regulator who oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, hours after a Supreme Court ruling enabled President Biden to fire President Trump's appointee. The removal of libertarian economist Mark Calabria as Federal Housing Finance Agency director gives Biden more control over the industry. A historic and potentially deadly heat wave is focused on the Pacific Northwest this weekend into early next week, with record temperatures in cities like Portland, Oregon and Spokane, Washington. Parents looking for child care options will see much higher prices. Child care costs have been growing twice as fast as inflation, according to the Center for American Progress. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust, with top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
As police data debunks President Biden's push for gun control, one lawmaker says we have a criminal problem. Dan Naraki explains.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months are really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC is suggesting there's a small link between some COVID-19 vaccines and mild heart inflammation in younger males. Dr. Fauci sounds the alarm on CBS News.
This virus is a more transmissible virus.
Right.
Therefore, children will more likely get infected with this than they would with the Alpha variant.
Those with the condition are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen. Dr. Jeanette Neshwat on Fox News says the benefits outweigh the mild side effects.
Remind them of the benefits of being vaccinated. Number one, it's going to protect you. You'll be safer. It'll keep you, you know, from getting really sick and keep you out of the hospital. And then just think of the benefits of easily maneuvering around, whether it's for travel, whether it's for school. It'll just make your life a lot easier and safer all around. And then also think of the fact that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're potentially protecting other people in the community. For example, there are some people that can't mount an appropriate robust immune response to the vaccine. There are some people that are allergic to some of the ingredients of the vaccine. So overall, all around, you're helping not only yourself but others in the community as well.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in his prison cell near Barcelona on Wednesday, hours after Spain's high court ruled that he could be extradited to the United States, where he faced tax evasion charges. McAfee's lawyer says he apparently hanged himself. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.